Rosemary and Guy Woodhouse receive word from a woman named Mrs. Cortez that a four-room apartment in the Bramford had become available. The Bramford, old, black, and elephantine, is a warren of high-ceiling apartments prized for their fireplaces and Victorian detail. Rosemary and Guy had been on its waiting list since their marriage. Mr. Miklas was small and dapper, but had fingers missing from both hands, which made shaking hands an embarrassment, though not apparently for him. "Oh, an actor," he said, ringing for the elevator with a middle finger. "We're very popular with actors. Have I seen you in anything?" "Let's see," Guy said. "I did Hamlet a while back, didn't I, Liz? And then we made The Sandpiper."
"He's joking," Rosemary said. "He was in Luther and Nobody Loves an Albatross, and a lot of television plays and television commercials."
"That's where the money is, isn't it?" Mr. Miklas said.
"The commercials?"
"Yes," Rosemary said.
And Guy said, "And the artistic thrill, too."
The elevator was run by a uniformed young man with a locked-in-place smile.
"Seven, Diego," Mr. Miklas told him.
To Rosemary and Guy, he said,
"This apartment has four rooms, two baths, and five closets. Originally, the house consisted of very large apartments, but now they've almost all been broken up. 7E is a four that was originally the back part of a 10.
The elevator stopped, and Diego, smiling, pulled in the brass inner gate and the outer rolling door. Mr. Miklas led the way.
"The previous tenant, Mrs. Gardenia," he said, not looking back at them, "passed away only a few days ago, and nothing has been moved out of the apartment yet."
"Did she die in the apartment?" Rosemary asked.
"Oh, no, in a hospital. She'd been in a coma for weeks. She was very old and passed away without ever waking. I'll be grateful to go that way myself when the time comes. She was chipper right to the end."